WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A 3-year-old boy has died after he was found in the water near the shore of a private pond north of Bryan. The search for a 21-year-old man who was with the boy will resume today.
This started as a welfare concern call to the sheriff's office in the Falls Creek Ranch subdivision off Mumford Road. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says the mother of the 3-year-old is also the man's girlfriend. She says when they did not come home as scheduled, she tried to call. When no one answered, she drove to the pond and found the man's truck and his phone. A Bryan firefighter found the 3-year-old. Search for the man included walking around the perimeter of the pond and putting 3 boats on the water. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Texas A&M Transportation Services has tweeted a traffic advisory affecting motorists in the area of FM 60 and 2818 today and tomorrow. There will be lane closures both days from 8 until 4:30 at the site of the new interchange being built by Easterwood Airport. The day after the Bryan City Council approved rezoning what can be done at the former Army Reserve Armory property by the Bombers baseball field, the council approves a long-term lease with a local nonprofit. The board president of the faith-based volunteer organization Mobility Worldwide of the Brazos Valley, Margot Newcomb, thanked the council for the 10-year lease of the former Armory's vehicle maintenance building.
We anticipate increasing production, and because it is a more visible space, it'll be good for our visibility in the community in attracting donors and volunteers.
Mobility Worldwide, which had operated the last 7 years in space donated by Twin City Mission, has more than 50 volunteers building 3-wheeled carts that are hand-cranked for use by disabled people in developing countries. A couple of annual events in the Twin Cities are today. 200 Chamber of Commerce volunteers will be visiting 1,000 businesses for the annual Chamber Day survey.
And just get their concerns, find out what they think is going on, what can we do to help them, but mainly tell them thank you for employing people and being here and paying taxes and being a business person in Bryan College Station.
Sure. Chamber President Glenn Brewer says the volunteers will meet with other members for a business after-hours reception at the new Allen Honda showroom. That takes place from 5:30 until 7. If you drive by Central Baptist Church at Harvey and Boonville today, you'll see a mock disaster event.
This is how it would work in a disaster situation in terms of organization within our, the healthcare providers. And, you know, it just really gives you an opportunity to actually experience it instead of just, like, learning from lecture what you should do in a disaster. So I think it's extremely valuable.
Emily Modis of the Texas A&M Health Science Center says more than 800 are participating in the annual event. And yesterday, the Bryan Police Department showed off the 2 newest members of the K-9 team with donated bulletproof vests. One was donated by Ryan Leach of Sit Means Sit K-9 Training.
It would just tear me up if 3 years from now I heard something had happened to the dog because it didn't have the best equipment and I could have done something about it.
The other vest was funded by a student at Greens Prairie Elementary, Katie Muntine, with money she raised at her National Lemonade Day stand. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 56 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
It will be partly cloudy at times during the night and turning drier. Low temperature by Thursday morning in the upper 50s.
Oh, great.
Pretty
okay.
nice day.
Yeah, fine. Right. Whatever.
The upper 50s.
Thursday night, too. Okay. He said overnight and then Thursday, mm-hmm. right? Am I hearing that right? Okay. So let's do today's weather just for fun. The computers are very slow. Are y'all's computer slow this morning?
Mine was a little bit.
No.
78 for a high temperature today. Winds out of the northwest, gusting up to 20 miles an hour, so it probably won't feel like 78 today.
No.
Be
no.
57 again tonight, so that'll be okay. And on Friday, 86 degrees. Winds gusting, though, up to 20 miles an hour, so maybe that'll feel okay. Then we got Saturday, going to have some tea showers possibly. 30% chance of those. 82 is a high. 60% chance of rain Saturday night. Ruh-roh. That's Chili Fest, isn't it?
Yes,
oh.
it is.
Okay, so there.
It's rained there before.
You think, yeah. It's tough to get the couches out of there after the rain.
Yeah,
no, they're
is.
Not. Yeah. By then, they're not really worried about it.
It's not like you're going to take it home, right?
No.
All right, and on Sunday, we got an 80% chance of showers with a high of 77. All right.
I like how you went with the kids, the way the kids do things, and abbreviated it to
T-Storms.
T-Storms. There you go.
T-Swift.
Thank you.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M softball team took down Texas State last night at the Aggie Softball Complex. We'll hear from Coach Joe Evans on the game. Meanwhile, the A&M baseball team's gearing up for their road contest against LSU this weekend, which begins tonight. And in the NBA, it was two up and two down on the hardwood as the Spurs fell to the Warriors and the Mavs were bested by the Pelicans. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A court in Switzerland. Finally, those people in Switzerland have gotten some sense. They've ruled that parents cannot name their children using a single letter. Letter. Okay?
Why not?
Well, if it was J, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
True.
The Zurich Administrative Court declined to identify the mom and dad who had requested, in fact, that their newborn baby be named J, just the letter J.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, they upheld a local registrar's decision to reject the name, saying it was not in the best interest of the child. The court said the single letter could cause a lot of confusion. Well, excuse me. Is it the bathroom bill all about confusion?
That's true.
I mean, they're just trying to get ahead of the curve, if you will.
There you go.
I mean, it's not like they name a boy Sue or something like that. I'm saying. So, yeah. New Jersey man was granted an interesting wish for his 100th birthday. That was to return to work. Bill Henson retired from the Hutchison Plumbing and Heating Company in Cherry Hill, New York at the age of 97.
Wow.
Yeah. He worked as a permit
really
coordinator.
Loved his job.
Well, that's, yeah, exactly. But he's working as a permit coordinator. It's not like he's crawling under houses or anything like that. Anyhow, he'd done that job for three decades. But he explained, I hated being retired. So his 100th birthday, which was Monday, his old bosses welcomed him back. So when Bill arrived at work, he was greeted by a standing ovation, a birthday cake. Managers agreed to pay him $1 and gave him a full day of work to get done. Spent the entire day going from job site to job site.
Wow.
With all his old clients happily greeting him, Hanson says his next life goal is to live long enough to see his granddaughter graduate. Okay, that'll be 2024.
Oh, he's got 7 years.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out.
Good luck.
Goals. Goals.
Yeah. Hope he makes it.
Info.
Mation.
If I live to be 100, I'm not coming back for a day, okay? I'm just saying.
You know, I will say, though, yeah, I mean, I've gone through this with my dad a little bit. When you reach retirement age, you'd be surprised how badly you want to get back to work because you're so bored.
Oh, yeah, that could probably happen.
That's what he's told me.
Yeah, I ain't coming back at 100. I'm just saying.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet presents the Fashion Event of 2017, Thursday, March 30th through April 1st at the Downtown Bryan Ice House. Come see the latest in fashion from top designers across the nation, supported by Brazos Valley's local boutiques. Last year's event was sold out, so don't wait. Get your tickets to the Fashion Event now. Tickets available for all three nights. Go to thefashioneventbcs.com or stop by any participating boutique. Proceeds benefit the Mercy Project. The Fashion Event, the most stylish event of the year, March 30th through April 1st, presented by Caldwell Country Chevrolet.
Hi, I'm Ted Cruz. The facts are clear. School choice works. It improves test scores, strengthens public schools, and gives struggling kids hope, and opportunity. School choice is the civil rights issue of the 21st century. Every child deserves a chance to pursue their dreams, regardless of race, wealth, or zip code. Please join me and support school choice now.
This message is brought to you by the Texas Public Policy Foundation.
Good morning, it's 6:15, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. It's Thursday. We're getting toward the weekend. It's the end. We're getting to the end of the month.
Yeah.
What happens that April Fool's falls on the 1st? I mean, are we missing some opportunities there because of that?
It's on a Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I mean.
We
can't do anything fun.
Yeah.
Can't pull any pranks on anybody. Or do you do it like when it's leap year and you do it the day before?
No, I don't think that's how it works. Okay. I think it has to be on the 1st.
I know what we can do, though. We can call one of the other morning shows here, and we can be like, you're late.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. Is it April
4th? Are you going to wake up at that time and call them, Brad?
I probably will.
Hey. It's day 89. We've got 276 of them to go. It is a take a walk in the park day.
All right.
Got one nearby. You can do that. Grass is always browner on the other side of the fence.
I've never heard that one before.
Well, I haven't either, but they just decided it'd be a reason to celebrate, I guess.
Okay.
It's Doctor's Day because...
need them.
Yeah, ether was used as an anesthetic for the first time in 1842. Okay. Now, that took some courage. I mean, okay, I'm going to do this, and then you're not going to feel any pain. Huh?
Ooh.
Okay. It's also Pencil Day. Pencil
That's
Day.
That's quaint.
Well, it is. Here's the reason it's Pencil Day. I believe this is the date when the patent was given for a pencil that actually had an eraser attached to the end of it.
Ah, okay. I like a good pencil.
Sure.
I don't use them very often anymore.
No,
but.
I mean, yeah, think about that. I hope that company got into more work. But, you know, when we went to school, we had to have a box of pencils, right? I mean, or like you had to take a dozen pencils to school. Is that right?
Well,
I
did. Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. For sure. That was definitely on your school supplies list. Yeah.
And then, of course, there were some people who thought they'd just use mechanical pencils. We always thought they were weird doing that. Okay. You got birthdays out there?
We do. We got lots of birthdays, actually. Country singer Thomas Rhett is 27 today. Okay. Pretty cool. Richard Sherman from the Seattle Seahawks is 29.
Yeah.
He's that guy that was shouting that one day.
He does. Yeah. He does.
Country singer Justin Moore is 33.
Okay.
That's the song Small Town USA.
Mm-hmm.
Katie Mixon is 36. She's plays Victoria Flynn on Mike and Molly and was April Buchanan on Eastbound and Down, which is a funny show.
Mm-hmm.
Nora Jones is 38.
Don't play her while you're driving. At night especially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good thing to relax to.
It is. It's a very relaxing. But you know, if like you're cleaning the house, don't put Nora Jones on because it won't work.
Definitely. Yeah. And she's the daughter of Ravi Shankar, right?
That's correct.
That's pretty cool. Who's the guru for the Beatles, right?
She's raised in Dallas.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Celine Dion is 49 today.
Celine.
Wow. Yeah,
she's had quite a career.
She has.
Yeah.
Piers Morgan is 52.
Talk about quite a career.
Yeah.
Whatever all over happened the to
place.
Him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tracy Chapman is 53.
Got a fast car.
That's right. And give me one reason. MC Hammer is 55.
Hammer time.
I wonder if he ever came back from that bankruptcy.
Where is Hammer? Have we heard from him anytime recently?
I can't say that I have.
Yeah. Okay, just think.
We'll have to look up the Hammer Man.
Sure.
Paul Reiser, 60, from Mad About You and lots of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie Coltrane is 67, played Hagrid the Giant in Harry Potter.
Sure.
Yeah.
Does it give his actual dimensions on that list?
It doesn't, but if you've ever seen, he's been in two James Bond films, the new ones, Goldeneye and The World Is Not Enough.
Yeah, he's really a pretty big deal over in Great Britain.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a big star over there, but anyhow.
Old Slowhand, Eric Clapton.
Hey.
He's 72 today.
Yeah.
Warren Beatty is 80.
Wow. Okay.
I didn't even know that was going to rhyme before I said it. John Astin is 87, the original Gomez Adams.
Sure.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
And adopted father of Sean Astin.
That's right.
Who is, famous actor today.
Yep.
Peter Marshall is 91, original host of Hollywood Squares.
Yes, he is.
Pretty cool.
Gosh.
And help me pronounce this one, Ingvar Kamprad?
I don't know him.
Kamprad?
Sure.
What's he do?
Is 91. He was the Swede founder of IKEA.
IKEA.
I'm sorry, yes.
Well, it's okay. We pronounce his store incorrectly. Yeah. We can pronounce his name incorrectly.
Absolutely.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I think it's safe to say that the Trump presidency is driving Chuckie Schumer nuts. According to Fox News on Sunday night,
Snowflake Senator Chuck Schumer verbally accosted a female Trump supporter in a New York City restaurant. Now, poor Chucky had been dining with friends when he spotted Joseph Califano, a former prominent U.S. government staffer, and his wife Hillary enjoying a meal at the same restaurant. Onlookers say that Snowflake Schumer was incensed that Hillary, who was also the daughter of the founder and chairman of CBS, had voted for Trump, even though her husband is a well-known Democrat. And witnesses say Snowflake Schumer was yelling, "She voted for Trump." The New York senator even followed the couple outside, saying to them, "How could you vote for Trump? He's a liar." By the way, can somebody please get crayons and Legos and coloring books and a therapy dog for poor little Chucky? Snowflake Schumer needs some help.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you have $50,000 or more in savings? Want some free advice from the billionaires and the smart money? They're all buying physical assets like gold and silver to hedge their portfolios. Say you're a hardworking person out there and you managed to get $50,000. Or for that matter, you already worked your whole life and you can't afford to see your savings get cut in half like in 2008. Preserve your savings like the super rich and buy gold and silver. With paper assets in another bubble, holding gold, silver coins, and bars will give you stability and control. Call Capital Gold Group today, an authorized dealer of the U.S. Mint. Take control of your wealth and become your own bank by holding gold and silver in your own hands. If your portfolio is over $50,000, call now for your free definitive gold guide. 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD.
Join Messina Hoff Winery Saturday, April 22nd for the 33rd Annual Wine and Roses Festival. The estate will be buzzing with local vendors, wine tasting, art, food, grape stomping, and so much more. Visit messinahoff.com/wineandroses for more information and to purchase ticket packages. Use promo code FUN and save 10% off pre-purchase tickets. Eat, drink, and stomp at Messina Hoff's Wine and Roses Festival, Saturday, April 22nd.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? Do you often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have a hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers will help you hear clearly. Now is your chance to win a free hearing aid system from Audible Hearing Centers. You heard that right. One WTAW listener will win a free hearing aid system. Go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. You could win free hearing aids, and everyone who enters will receive a special offer from Audible Hearing Centers. Don't miss your chance to win a free hearing aid system at WTAW.com.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. The Trump administration is poised to demonstrate its promised tough approach to trade rules in a long-simmering dispute with the European Union over beef. The U.S. is considering imposing tariffs of 100% on Perrier mineral water, Vespa motor scooters, and Roquefort cheese in response to the EU's longstanding ban of American beef from hormone-treated cattle. U.S. beef producers claim the EU hasn't held up its end of a 2009 deal to allow beef not treated with hormones into Europe. Cereal maker Post Holdings reportedly is close to a deal to buy the British cereal brand Weetabix from China's Bright Foods. Post is said to be close to clinching the deal after other bidders dropped out of an auction. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 42 points. The NASDAQ Composite gained 22. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As you head into work today, I want you to think about your boss for just a second. What kind of a person are they? The first thing to come to mind might be a picture of stoicism, but that's not necessarily the case. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, everyone here has to worry about being funny and interesting every day, but should you worry about it at your job too? Well, according to a new survey, 78% of bosses think it's at least somewhat important for employees to have a sense of humor at work. It helps everyone bond and it helps keep things light. 22% said it's very important, while 56% said it's somewhat important, and the other 22% said it's not important at all. Hopefully that's not one of your bosses. Now, that doesn't mean you need to start telling one-liners or force it. Just joking around and laughing at other people's jokes is fine. There are a few things you should avoid, though. Don't crack jokes during a serious meeting. You should know that. Be careful about trying to be funny or sarcastic in emails because it doesn't always land. You know, sometimes context doesn't always come through whenever you're writing something. Make fun of yourself, but not other people, and try to keep it as G-rated as possible. That way you can appeal to everybody's sense of humor, including the boss. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're the Infomaniacs in the WC Tractor studio. WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Hey, what a difference a day makes. The weather's sponsored this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. 56 this morning. Now, we're going to get to 78, but the winds are going to be out of the north at about 15 to maybe gusting to 20 miles an hour. So not going to feel like 78 today. 57 again tonight. Then tomorrow we're up to 86 degrees and the winds shift around to the south. So it'll feel a little more humid, I suppose. And 82 will be our high temperature on Saturday with a 30% chance of showers. 60% on Saturday night and 80% on Sunday with a high of 77. Right now the winds are out of the west at 7, 81% relative humidity, fair skies, and a nice 56 out there.
The Easter Bunnies take center stage for photos by the fountain on Saturday, April 8th from 9:30 to noon at the George Bush Presidential Center for the annual Easter celebration presented by the College Station Police Department. You can play games, jump in the bounce house, have your face painted like a bunny, and of course, hunt for Easter eggs. The Easter egg hunt is free and open to the public, but you must register online to be eligible for the prize giveaway awarded April 8th. For more information and door prize registration, go to bush41.org and click on the events tab.
Once you walk into a grocery store, it's amazing all the things that store does to keep you there longer. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly, and I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Your supermarket is laid out in a very deliberate way. Produce on the side, dairy in the back, frozen food in the middle. It's all to move you through the store and keep you there longer. Why?
The longer we end up lingering in the grocery store, the more we end up buying. If the frozen foods, like the desserts and things, were initially met us as we walked in, we'd buy these things, but then we'd feel rushed through the rest of the store to kind of get out before the stuff melted or spoiled.
Brian Wansink, professor of marketing and nutritional sciences at Cornell University, says you've likely heard the advice that you should always have a shopping list before you go grocery shopping to avoid impulse purchases. However,
if you end up taking a shopping list, you're probably likely to have more impulse purchases. And what most people who take shopping lists, this ends up being a very premeditated event. They tend to block out time for it. And in the event, they end up taking much more time as they shop, and the more time they take as they shop, the more unintended items they end up buying.
And the signs in stores really do influence our purchasing.
We did a study a while back where we had signs for soup, and they said, you know, soup, you know, 79 cents a can, no limit per person. In other stores, we had signs that said, soup, 79 cents a can, limit 12 per person. Now, what ended up happening was that if people saw the signs that no limit per person, they bought about 3 or 4 cans of soup. If it said 12 cans per person, they ended up buying about 7 cans of soup.
It's something you should know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Multiple agencies were involved in a welfare concern call last night in a housing development north of Bryan.
Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says a 21-year-old man and his girlfriend's 3-year-old son went to a pond at the Falls Creek Ranch subdivision off Mumford Road. When the man and the youngster did not come home when they said, the woman tried to call her boyfriend. When he did not answer, she went to find them. The woman called 911 after finding his truck and finding his phone. A Bryan firefighter found the 3-year-old in the water near the shore. He was taken to a Bryan hospital where attempts to revive him failed.
The search for the man continued until 1 a.m. using boats from the Bryan Fire Department, Parks and Wildlife, and the Sheriff's Office. The search will resume today. A former community leader and one of the citizens who started the Boys Club in Bryan has died. Ronnie Hale came to Bryan College Station in 1959 and became active in many areas of the community, including president of the Chamber of Commerce and chairman of the board of Bryan Texas Utilities. He had a 37-year career with City National Bank, where he retired as vice chairman. Funeral services will be held at First United Methodist Church in Bryan Saturday at 2 p.m. Ronnie Hale was 82. A local faith-based volunteer group that builds hand-cranked carts that are used by disabled people in developing countries now has a new home. That's after the Bryan City Council approved a lease to occupy the former Army Reserve Vehicle Maintenance Building next to the Bombers baseball field. The board president of Mobility Worldwide of the Brazos Valley, Margot Newcomb, says they plan to move the week of April 13th.
There are something like 110 million people in developing countries who do not have some kind of mobility device. Many are crawling on the ground, being carried by their families, or they have an inadequate mobility system. A lot of times wheelchairs are not appropriate in difficult terrain.
Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson says the lease represents a quality of life issue that's not about building the local tax base.
We need to help our fellow man, and frankly, when you're trying to make things work for businesses, you have to be creative sometimes too, and if it's important to our community, it's something that our council is going to get behind. It was that easy.
The council's approval of the 10-year lease at $100 a month came the day after rezoning the property to allow the nonprofit to occupy the former maintenance shop and to allow similar uses in the former armory's main building. Today is the annual Texas A&M Health Science Center Disaster Day, a mass casualty disaster training exercise. Emily Modest, a student on the leadership committee, says the disaster is unknown to the more than 300 nursing, medicine, pharmacy, and veterinary students who will serve as healthcare providers.
You can be as confident as you want to be, but you never really know what you're capable of or how you would react in a situation until you're put in that type of chaos, which is exactly what we try to simulate.
Modest says more than 400 community volunteers help put on the event, in addition to several area emergency and first responder organizations. The scenario will be announced this morning at 9:30. The training exercise will continue throughout the day at Central Baptist Church in College Station. Today is also a busy day for members and staff of the BCS Chamber of Commerce. President Glenn Brewer on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says Chamber Day involves 200 volunteers visiting business owners to discuss the future of the local economy.
We actually got 200 a couple of days ago, so we have more than that. We're going to try to hit 1,000 businesses sponsored by Brazos County, just telling them thank you for being in business, ask them a few questions of what they think the economy is going to do.
Brewer says afterwards, their monthly business after hours event is at the brand new Allen Honda location.
We're going to have food and beverage 5:30 to 7. And even if you don't go to Chamber Day, we want you to come out to Allen Honda for the business after hours. It's absolutely free. Bring some business cards. Come out, talk to your old friends, make some new ones.
Visit bcschamber.org for more information. The two newest members of the Bryan Police Department's K-9 team now have bulletproof vests. Blitz and Rocks made public appearances yesterday with those who donated the money for the vests. One of the contributors was Ryan Leach of Sit Means Sit K-9 Training.
What really kind of spoke to me was that dog is literally, it's a police officer. It's going to give its life to protect us and our community. And we owe that dog everything we can to keep it safe and to keep it going.
Money for the second vest was provided through the proceeds of a National Lemonade Day stand operated by a fourth grade student at Greens Prairie Elementary School, Katie Muntine. And if you're planning to be at Chili Fest early tomorrow afternoon, be prepared for a traffic delay. Texas A&M Transportation Services has forwarded an advisory from the TxDOT Bryan District Office that FMs 60 and 2818 will have lane closures today and tomorrow, both days from 8 until 4:30. That's the location of the new interchange being built near Easterwood Airport. The lane closures are scheduled to return next Monday through Wednesday. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 56 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Whatever you do for a living, chances are you think you're the best person for the job. Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 17th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
Speaking of Christ, Titus chapter 2, verse 11 says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9 declares, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man." How wonderful for us! This means that every person has the opportunity to be saved if they will just come to God on his terms. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Truly, salvation is available to all mankind, but only those who obey the gospel will access that salvation. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible Minute has been brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. We invite you to visit us at the BCS Church of Christ, which meets on Highway 30. Go to bcschurchofchrist.com to learn more.
Good morning, it's 6:38, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW, in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business, nationwide is on your side. Contact the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Sunshine today. We'll have a little bit of a breeze this morning, but it should diminish as the day goes on. Temperatures will be up to about 75 to 80 this afternoon. Going to be clear tonight as high pressure heads our way. Lows overnight 55 to 60. Sun for tomorrow turning noticeably warmer. Highs will be around 85. Tomorrow night clear to partly cloudy. Lows 60 to 65. Clouds, showers, and thunderstorms on Saturday. Yet another storm system. Highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Joe Evans on the A&M softball team's win over Texas State last night. Meanwhile, we'll take a look forward at the A&M baseball team series against number 8 LSU starting tonight. And we'll hear from A&M football coach Kevin Sumlin ahead of today's pro day. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, we're just, you know, Washington is just
a mess.
Well, it is, and you know, it's just everything's getting all stirred up. I don't know if Well, let's do this. Let's start with this story. New York Magazine reports that former President George H.W. Bush, that'd be 41, mm-hmm. reportedly reacted to President Trump's inaugural speech by saying, "That was some weird stuff," end quote.
Mm-hmm.
The magazine reports that three people at the event say they heard Bush utter that phrase after the swearing-in ceremony concluded. The former president did not make any official statements about the address of the inauguration. But
talk about a swearing-in ceremony.
Yes, that's basically what that would be. Anyway, so, well, in the meantime, before we get into the world of Washington, D.C., why don't we let the leader of the free world go ahead and give us his version of
Trump tweets
everything.
So we did have a couple yesterday that came in after the show. He tweeted, "Remember when the failing New York Times apologized to its subscribers right after the election because their coverage was so wrong? Now worse."
Yeah.
And then he continued with, "If the people of our great country could only see how viciously and inaccurately my administration is covered by certain media."
Yeah.
Fake news. Fake news. Fake news.
And he did kind of continue, kind of did some War Veterans Day was yesterday. Okay. Uh-huh. So he said, "Today we honored our true American heroes on the first ever National Vietnam War Veterans Day." Good. First ever. All right.
Thank you
all
for right, doing that. Cool.
That's, yep. Hashtag that's thank a veteran.
Yeah. Yes. Do that any day. Any day. So it appears that, well, you know, Ivanka has had an office in the White House. But now this whole nepotism thing is happening.
Mm-hmm.
The former Obama White House ethics lawyer, Norman Eisen, said yesterday that he and the former ethics lawyer for George W. Bush say that her role as an advisor for the president is a violation of nepotism rules. So we'll see how that works out.
We all saw that kind of stuff coming.
Well, yeah,
though,
yeah,
you know?
We did. Well, you know, you've got Kushner over there, too. And yeah. I don't know why she wants an office there. It's probably not as nice as the office she had in Trump Tower.
Right. True. Good point.
Family business is now running America.
Mm-hmm.
The president has decided to continue a 2015 state of national emergency that President Obama had used for freezing the assets of Russians who are tied to the hacking campaign. That is this whole presidential mm-hmm. election thing. So he's continuing to freeze the assets there. Okay, so now we have the Senate Intelligence Committee, and we have the House Intelligence Committee. And, of course, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee is the Nunes, who took the stuff up to the White House, and everybody thinks he should resign. So yesterday, the leaders of the Senate basically said, "We're not asking the House to play any role in our investigation, and we don't plan to play any role in their investigation."
All so right.
They're doing their thing, and we're doing our thing. Okay. Let's see. FBI is not going to take sides. Okay, we know that. President Trump wants to immediately cut $1.2 billion from the National Institute of Health budget. The cut is on top of the 20% budget cut that he suggested for the 2018 budget. NBC News says there's still not a proper budget to run the country. Now, this is amazing. I want you need to know this. This is frightening news that Congress passed this holding measure, which is called a continuing resolution, at the end of the year. So we don't have a real budget. They've been passing continuing resolutions for the last 20 years, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So NBC, though, today wants to let us know that's not a proper budget. Well, oh, hell, we haven't
okay.
had a proper budget.
Exactly.
Right?
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
But because it's President Trump, it's not a proper budget.
Right. Now it's a problem.
Now. And once again, everybody hates Donald Trump. And I don't know, we'll see where the political chips fall on this, okay? Census Bureau sent a letter to Congress this week saying it will not ask about respondents' sexual orientation or gender identity. That word immediately raised some concerns from some groups that the president, President Trump, might have in fact quelled that whole thing. So in other words, here's the deal. Initially, they have to put out an outline as to what kind of information they're going to get when they ask people information during the census.
Okay.
And there had been some thought that they would ask sexual orientation and gender identity. But in the final version that was published yesterday afternoon, they did not include that. So Who is that going to make mad? Is that going to make mad the people who think that we need to know the sexual orientation or identity of these people?
Right.
Yeah. And because it sounds to me like he is shielding people. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Correct.
It looks to me like he is shielding those people from having to be in the circumstance where they need to identify.
Right.
Don't know that that's right or not. Okay, this is kind of a chuckle. John McCain responded yesterday to criticism from North Korea for his description last week of their leader, Kim Jong-un. Did you hear this?
No. I don't think so.
In a tweet, McCain said, "What did they want me to call him? A crazy skinny kid?" Because he said, "China is the one, the only one that can control Kim Jong-un, this crazy fat kid that's running North Korea." Yeah.
Oh,
he said
wow.
That. So his answer was, what do you want me to call him? A crazy skinny kid?
Crazy fat kid.
Wow. Great. John McCain.
John McCain doing that. Yep.
That is funny.
Yep. And North Carolina apparently looking at repealing their bathroom law.
Yeah. Lawmakers will vote on that new repeal bill to House Bill 2 this morning. This is after a pretty late night for them last night. Senate leader Phil Berger and House Speaker Tim Moore holding a press conference last night to announce that an agreement has been made with Governor Cooper that would repeal HB 2. That proposal, House Bill 142, says the state will regulate multi-occupancy facilities and local governments are banned from creating or amending non-discrimination ordinances until December 1st, 2020. Senator Berger says this will give time for federal lawsuits over transgender rights to be resolved. Once it goes from the Senate, it will go to the House. And just because a deal is done doesn't mean this necessarily will pass.
All right. So North Carolina is going to back down on theirs. So then what, Texas would be the only state that would have one of those if it passes here?
And then all the focus comes to us.
Yeah, that's exactly what Dan Patrick wants.
True.
He wants everybody talking about him. All right, Chelsea Clinton dismissing rumors, for now at least, that she's running for public office.
Oh.
As we talked about yesterday, she was born on third and thought she hit a triple.
That's right.
I'm not running for public office, she says. I really am consistently surprised by the stories of me running. Oh, me? Run for office?
What?
Oh, no. How would you
know she's flattered.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Despite the assertion, there is a buzz out there that Chelsea is being pushed, pushed to eventually run for the New York House seat, currently held by 79-year-old Nita Lowey, if she decides that she wants to retire. Hey, she's 79, and Chelsea is, what, like 35?
Yeah.
So she can wait around.
Yeah.
She can wait her out.
She can wait her turn if she wants it.
Why would you think I would want to do
that? Have you seen what politics did to my parents?
6:47.
Join Messinahoff Winery Saturday, April 22nd for the 33rd Annual Wine and Roses Festival. The estate will be buzzing with local vendors, wine tasting, art, food, grape stomping, and so much more. Visit messinahoff.com/wineandroses for more information and to purchase ticket packages. Use promo code FUN and save 10% off pre-purchase tickets. Eat, drink, and stomp at Messinahoff's Wine and Roses Festival, Saturday, April 22nd.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 1st, learn all about spray adjuvants. Matching the right adjuvant to a spray job can make a difference in the degree of effectiveness. Come learn about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
When I do a landscape, I like to put my shrubs into defined beds. I think it just really gives them a better place to exist. They need their own spaces. I always design my shrubs so that I can group them in natural clusters. That's what we're going to talk about today. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11 Trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-GROW or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Shrubs are a lot like teenagers. They need their own spaces. You don't do them justice if you simply dig a few holes and stick them into the ground. Indeed, shrubs need to be planted into dedicated beds that they can call their homes. Your landscape will have the most comfortable, natural look if you use serpentine curves and clusters and groups for your plantings rather than setting them into long, straight rows. Use a garden hose to decide on the general bed layouts and work with it until you have a suitable configuration. Apply a glyphosate herbicide to the existing vegetation within the bed and then wait 10 to 15 days for the weed killer to finish its work. Now be sure it's a glyphosate-only weed killer. It leaves no lasting residue to damage your plants later. You'll be able to rototill the soil to a depth of 8 to 10 inches without fear of spreading Bermuda grass or other unwanted weeds. Incorporate 5 or 6 inches of organic matter into the soil as you rototill. Perhaps 1 inch of expanded shale if you're trying to amend a heavy clay soil. And I might add that you need to do that kind of heroic bed preparation for the smaller shrubs, the ones that will stay smaller at maturity. If you're dealing with great big tall shrubs, they're going to have to grow in your native soil anyway. But to prepare the front of the bed where the smaller shrubs are, till and retill to blend all the materials together and then rake to remove all the roots and rocks and building debris. Establish a smooth grade within the bed so that rainfall will be deflected away from your home. Don't cover weep holes in your bricks with the soil mix. Plant your shrubs in odd numbers, especially if you're dealing with fewer than 10 of a kind. Odd numbers are more restful visually. You should also stagger them within your planting area so you'll perceive them as a unit, not as individuals. Space them at the appropriate distances for the types that you're growing. If they're too far apart, they'll look lost as they mature. If they're too close together, they'll crowd one another into poor forms. Once you have your shrubs planted, you can cover the soil with some form of mulch. Not only will it help prevent the invasion of weeds, but mulch will also put a great finishing touch on the bed. Mulches reduce splashing, and they also work miracles at conserving available soil moisture. Shredded pine bark is an outstanding mulch, as are rotted compost, cypress fiber, pine needles, and even well-dried grass clippings. To get the maximum weed prevention, use one of the roll-type mulches, cut to fit around all of your shrubs. I'm Neil Sperry. We're going to talk about houseplants that bloom well indoors in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, the fifth-ranked Texas A&M softball team closed out a five-game homestand last night as they defeated the Texas State Bobcats 5-1 behind a one-hit performance by Samantha Shaw at the Aggie Softball Complex. Here's Coach Joe Evans on Shaw's performance.
You know, working hard on her confidence and just getting her where she needs to be. And I thought tonight, once she got through that first inning, she really relaxed and kept us in the game so we could go up there and get some hits. So happy with her. You know, it's not often we make an error and give up an earned run. So, you know, I know that our kids are disappointed about that. But, you know, you can see the maturity in our team where we didn't panic at all. You know, we got through the whole batting order. Nobody had a hit. Nobody got on. And we didn't panic. We went up there in that next inning and got ourselves going.
The Aggies hit the road to take on South Carolina in a three-game series beginning Saturday. And you can catch all three of those games on this weekend on Willie 1550. Meanwhile, the A&M baseball team heads to Baton Rouge tonight for one of the most tightly contested SEC rivalries in recent seasons as they get set to take on number 8 LSU at Alex Box Stadium. Braden Shoemake enters the weekend as the leading freshman in the country and hits an RBIs. First pitch for tonight's game is slated for 6 p.m., and you can hear all three of those games this weekend on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Texas A&M football's season opener against UCLA has been moved to Sunday, September 3rd. Coach Kevin Sumlin weighs in on the team's pro day taking place today.
It'll be a great day for them. You know, we got a lot of guys that have earned the right to really display what they can do. I have a lot of exposure here with NFL Network, ESPN, all kinds of people. So it won't quite be what it was when Johnny was here, but it'll be pretty good.
The Ags will host their annual Friday Night Lights event tomorrow at Kyle Field. The event's free and open to the public. The spring football action is set to begin at 8 p.m., followed by a fireworks show. In college basketball, Rashawn Thomas scored 23 points, becoming the first player in Texas A&M Corpus Christi history to surpass 2,000, and the Islanders dominated in the second half to defeat UMBC 79-61 last night in the finals of the CIT. Here's Coach Willis Wilson.
Really, really excited for the effort that we left on the floor today.
Roger Emmerich, TSN Sports.
And that was Roger Emmerich at the end there. Kareem South added 20 points for the Islanders, who played play at home tonight in the CIT championship game. In A&M track and field, defending NCAA champion Lyndon Victor won 3 of 5 events to take the lead in the men's decathlon after the first day of the Texas relays. Victor registered over 4,500 points in day one of his first decathlon of the season. Victor's career best of 8,446 points set last season was just 19 points shy of the NCAA record. In the NBA,
and Golden State with such an impressive win. 9 straight victories now for the Golden State Warriors. Fantastic performance tonight as they win back-to-back games last night in Houston, tonight in San Antonio.
Steph Curry scored 29 points, and the Golden State Warriors rallied from a 22-point deficit in the opening quarter to beat the San Antonio Spurs 110-98 last night for their 9th straight win. The Spurs had their 5-game winning streak halted. Manu Ginobili had 18 points for San Antonio. Meanwhile, in New Orleans,
a 3 would tie the game. Seth on the trigger. Got to do something. Leaves it for Wesley Matthews.
DeMarcus Cousins had 29 points and 16 rebounds in his return from a 2-game absence, and the Pelicans beat the Mavericks 121-118 last night. Dirk Nowitzki had 23 points for Dallas, which lost its 3rd straight. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some sap.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Easter Bunnies take center stage for photos by the fountain on Saturday, April 8th from 9:30 to noon at the George Bush Presidential Center for the annual Easter celebration presented by the College Station Police Department. You can play games, jump in the bounce house, have your face painted like a bunny, and of course, hunt for Easter eggs. The Easter egg hunt is free and open to the public, but you must register online to be eligible for the prize giveaway awarded April 8th. For more information and door prize registration, go to bush41.org and click on the events tab.
It's the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley. Doctors Craig and Tracy Scasta are teaming up to offer complete dental and eye care in one place. Come check out the new space and make an appointment. Here you have access to the only board-certified dentist in the area for orofacial pain, including dental appliance therapy for sleep apnea. Opening spring of 2017, Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry in the Crescent Point Business Park near Momentum Bank. 2 important checkups, 1 great location. Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. So, of course, we know the Oakland Raiders are leaving to go to Las Vegas. Big blow, clearly, to Oakland. Because, you know, Golden State, you know, is going to be playing their games in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So Oakland's pretty much just, oh, that city on the other side of the bridge now. but what are they going to call the team? Should they be the Las Vegas Raiders?
I think a while back there was a story that was they were tossing around the name like the Golden Knights or something like that.
I like, how about the Sinners?
Ooh.
I mean, you know,
Las Vegas Sinners.
Well, it's Sin City, right?
I like it.
Okay.
It fits.
And, you know, of course, if you remember the Los Angeles Lakers, you're trying to figure out how they got their name right, but they came from Minneapolis.
Ah.
Which was the land of 10,000 lakes, and that's the way they got Lakers. So, just saying.
So, do they just keep the Raiders?
That's where it is right now. I think that could very well be where it is. So, and yesterday, Doug Gottlieb was discussing it's going to be a $1.9 billion stadium, okay? They're going to have everything.
Oh, it's going to be insane.
The Las Vegas Bowl won't exist anymore anyplace else. It'll be there.
Right.
They'll get into the BCS rotation. And what he said yesterday is this thing will ping pong back and forth between Las Vegas and Dallas.
Oh.
He said Las Vegas and Jerry World will be the two places where most all these things will happen.
Yeah, but you'll end place up with to be.
It'll be, well, it will. It'll put Las Vegas on the college sports map as well.
True.
Because they'll have a Final Four there, you can bet. And, ooh, everybody's going to feel itchy about that. Hey, because, you know, New Orleans is, sort of course, such a wonderful city by comparison to Las Vegas.
Of course.